guys, it's Amanda.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to Rated F for Fabulous. I still kind of fudged that up.
It's okay. You've been fugging. I can't even talk. Fucking up all night.
Just so you guys know, I feel it's important to say, we had presented a very long podcast. God, why can't we talk now? We made like a 45-minute podcast for you, and it was amazing. And then I take full blame. I messed up because apparently I never hit the record button on it.
Yes, and it was such an amazing podcast. Like, when we finished, we were like, fuck yeah, that was the best podcast we've done yet. I mean, we've only done two. But it was literally, well, now, by this point, we've done like 12. It was literally the best podcast ever. We were so excited for it. We run and get our producer. He comes in here, and he tells us that we did not hit record.
And so then we're like, oh, man. But we're like, you know what? F it. We're going to do it again. We'll just throw in some highlights or whatever. So we did it again. And we thought, like, you know what? We're going to cut it down. It's going to be like 25 minutes, 30 minutes. That's it. We'll just go over the highlights. And we actually took up a full 45 minutes again. Mostly stayed on track, but, like, had some new topics to discuss. I actually thought it was better the second time around because there weren't any, like, rambling and delays. We stuck with it. Yeah. And before we knew it, 45 minutes went by again. Great. We're done. Yes, it actually, we're glad it happened. It was better. Producer comes in, and why is there no sound, guys? I'm like, we don't know. This is your job. Like, can we just sit down, hit record, and go? So we didn't have sound. So here we
that
are.
That being said, third time's a charm. Let's fucking rock this shit. Real fast, before my phone dies, we have our first question from a listener or whatever. He's actually a friend of ours. He wants to know, how's a guy supposed to know if a girl likes it a little rough? Like being choked or the hair pulled or something like that. I feel like you either just come straight out and ask the girl, because a lot of people will be honest with you, or you just kind of work your way into it. Like, if you're making out, you know, just start kind of pulling her hair a little bit and see if she's okay with it, if she swats your hand away or if she goes with it. You know, if she, like, gives you that I'm gonna fuck you look in your eyes, then you better pull that shit harder and hang on tight.
Yes.
You know, some girls like it, some girls don't. Choking, I think choking is great as long as it's not too hard. If you're going to choke a girl, choke her on the side. Kind of apply pressure to the side, not straight down, because that's where her windpipe is. And if you choke her to the point to where she no longer is moving, you have gone too far and there's no turning back. And you better change your name and leave the country.
Yes. So just go over to some highlights, because, I mean, almost at this point, we're like, it doesn't even matter what the topic was.
By the way... Oh, sorry. Continue. Sorry.
Go ahead. It's fine.
Well, our topic was stuff you would be willing to do in the bedroom to please your partner, like fetishes or like weird, bizarre, like taboo type things. That's what we were discussing tonight.
It's kind of why the question we got is what it is. Yes. It went in with a topic we had. We had the list.
Yes. I have a list of fetishes that I
think at this point, we don't need my commentary. You can just go down the list and tell them what it means really quick.
Yes, I will. I mean, you have your basic adult baby and all that. Would you be willing to be with a guy who wants to be treated like an adult baby?
No.
No, there's absolutely no way in hell I'm changing.
I've done my days of diaper changing. I'm done.
Yes, and man shit is so gross. So I researched.
Girl shit.
Oh, yeah, girl shit's just as gross. But just for some reason, I think men's assholes are hairy and nastier than women's. So I researched some fetishes. So there's such a thing as hot dogging. It does not involve penetrating. I mean, I'm sure it could lead to penetrating, but hot dogging is actually when you stick your dick in between someone's assholes and you slide it up and down, as if you're placing a hot dog in between two buns.
So it's kind of like the same thing as titty fucking.
Yes. Which I'm not a big fan of, because I don't want the head of someone's dick slapping me under my chin or in my mouth while it's going in between my boobs, so that's a different thing. Then we found a fetish called pedal pumping. It's kind of like a foot fetish, except for you wear high heels and you push up and down on a gas pedal. It has to be a vehicle, not like a bicycle pedal. and it has to be like in a masturbation way, like the motion. So I guess
we can't figure out what that is, though. Is that like slow and easy on the pedal, or are you like hammering down on it? You got to make noises while you do it.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like, are you making love to the pedal or taking it to pound town?
The big thing is, like, why have Katie and I not turned this into a career yet?
Yes. If that is, like, a fetish and they make videos of that, sign us up, girl.
Yes, if anybody's listening and pay for that, we're
pedal pump the fuck out of.
And if you get brownie points, I can totally drive a stick shift, so that's a whole new pedal in there in the mix. Three pedals.
Oh, girl. Whew. You was turning me on just talking about that. I think I have a fetish. So, then there's acro Tomophilia. It is the attraction to people with amputated limbs. Now, let me just say that we are not... Well, I cannot speak for Amanda, but I speak for myself. I don't not like people, amputees.
It just comes across that way on everything, really.
Yeah. So, I just have a fear of amputees, and I'm pretty sure it's, like, some underlying, like, issues of when my Uncle Joe Doc... I'm from Kentucky, so that name is totally acceptable up there. My Uncle Joe Doc got ran over by a train, and he did not die, but he lost his arm. So he had a fake arm, and he used to chase me around the house with it when I was a little kid.
And now Katie has a fetish from it. I mean, so, not a fetish. She has a fear of it.
Now I have a fear. Like, if I'm with a man and he loses his limbs, I will stay with him. Like, I am dedicated to him. Unless, you know, I was already planning on leaving him. I think I would probably even stay with him longer because out of guilt, even if I wasn't happy. Just because I don't want him to think I left him because he's missing. He's not whole.
Yeah.
So I would stay with him. I would not help him put on the sleeve that goes over his nub to put on his prosthetic, because it just fucking creeps me out. I'm sorry for any amputees listening. I don't mean it.
She means it. She very much so means it.
I fucking suck at trying not to insult people. I am so fucking sorry. You guys,
prime example, we went out for dinner for Katie's birthday last night, and we pull up, there is a bus for deaf and blind kids, and like they're in their own separate little room, and as they're leaving, I'm all like, oh, I can't bear to watch because it breaks my heart to see them with their bottle rim glasses walking by. And I'm doing it because it breaks my heart. Katie's like, and she really means well, I'd like to think. I'd like to think I'm not friends with a friend who does not mean well with this stuff. But Katie's like, oh my God, why are they wearing sunglasses? They can't see anyway.
I wear my sunglasses at night. That's the first thing I thought of. Sorry, I was texting my ex, who we are not allowed to talk about.
Because
John.
He has a vagina.
Yes, John, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to offend your
vagina.
Well,
hold on. Wait.
However,
if we can't talk about John, then why is John sending us questions?
Because he's our biggest fan right now.
So, I have friends that are fans.
So John just sent me.
I know a Dustin on the other side of the map that I think is at least a good-sized fan. Maybe I'm like his number two. I don't know.
John just sent me a selfie to cheer me up or make me laugh or whatever. Not only am I afraid of hurting his vagina's feelings, but his room is pink in the background, so...
Oh, wow.
So maybe that's why John and I didn't work out.
I'm thinking, yeah, that's a big no. Like, pink is my favorite color, but
John,
it's mine.
John might have a little fairy dust in that thing.
John might need to get re-nicknamed as Gene. Just saying.
He's transgendered. Just kidding. He's totally not.
So what else did we talk about? Oh, because...
Oh. What were we talking about?
Go ahead,
you can.
I feel like we have to cover all the bases of the important things we discussed.
I know, we're talking so fast,
so,
like we are like on crack or something.
I definitely need to mention that my friend Ryan is a man whore, and it's you guys missed it because it was like this big discussion. But the question was, like, do you think there's a double standard between men and women? Like, based on if a woman slept with 20 guys, is that worse than a guy who slept with 20 girls? And we both agreed, like, there is a double standard. And I said most definitely, because Ryan is the biggest man whore I know. And it's, like, a prideful thing, and he brags about it. And it actually just came up, like, he agreed there's a double standard, because just last week I said something, like, he got mad because he thought I slept with somebody one time. Just for reference, Ryan and I are only friends. We've never kissed, we've never slept together, like strictly nothing. And Ryan thought I slept with somebody else and did not speak to me for months. But he'll tell me about his experiences, like, oh, she said, why'd you have to change the sheets all the time? And, oh, I'm just heading back from a booty call. I drove all this way to, which, by the way, really aggravates me that, I mean, granted, I guess I'm not putting out, so why worth the drive, but Ryan can drive from, like, the top of Florida to the bottom of Florida if he's going to get a piece of ass. But as your friend, he cannot ever make time to hang out. But there was a double standard. He didn't speak to me for months because he thought I slept with somebody that he knew. And I did not. But then I listened to him all the time, and I don't write him off for months at a time. But I mainly just told him that I was going to mention his name on here. Because he was texting earlier, right before the first podcast, like 3 hours ago, and I said, anything you say after this will be used as podcast material, and he continued to text, so I told him I'd throw his name under the bus out there.
All right. So our very last fetish that I mean, I'm sure there's really fucking weird fetishes out there, but I was on time crunch, I think, that night that I wrote these down. I don't know. I'm just really irresponsible, so that's just me. And I have ADD, apparently. I'm always busy and shit, so whatever. So then there's I cannot pronounce this word. The last podcast recording that we fucked up on, I had to sound it out, so now I have to do it again. I'm going to assume it's called hybristophilia. I just like the word philia. Like, I just want to name my daughter that. Philia.
Oh, no. I think of, like, horrible bad things.
Philia. Philia, get your ass in the yard.
What if you named her, like, or what if her last name was Moore? Like, Philia Moore!
Or later.
I think I did cruel enough by naming all my kids a T name. Like,
oh my gosh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, hybristophilia is the attraction to reckless behavior, particularly of the criminal sort. Now, I understand that girls love bad boys. We all love a good bad boy. However, you're not going to settle down with a bad boy, like Amanda said earlier. But you guys missed out on that.
We all want the bad boy, but ultimately we want to settle down with the good guy.
Yeah, ultimately I want to settle down with, like, a mama's boy pussy. But knows how to use a gun, because if someone breaks in, I am not protecting our family. Fuck you, I'm jumping out the window. You and the kids are on your own. I run from fear. Yeah, you know, you want the bad boy, but you don't want to settle down with the bad boy. They're never good. They're always bad news bears. I think that there's probably some kind of philia where Amanda and I attract the crazies.
Attract the crazies, at least for me, it's like I either attract the crazies.
Or the felons.
If I attract somebody good, and I think this is probably a conversation for my therapist, I do think, like, I have a tendency to be attracted to the unavailable. Like, and not, like, unavailable, like, oh, he's married, sorry. Like, distance-wise. Mm-hmm. Like, I will always find a reason to... And I know, like, a lot of the reason why I have those issues are, but... So I think I either, in the short term, attract absolutely crazy. I've had everything from, like, crazy to, I couldn't even name the list of the horrible ones, but... I think it's just, yeah. I just choose to pick the ones that are
crazy.
2,840 miles away, or...
Which sounds like California to me, but I'm just... What do I know?
I was just throwing numbers. I don't know what you're talking about.
I just fucking... I'm crazy. I'm drunk.
Which, that's our answer for everything now.
Yes. Amanda's daughter... I don't know why they think I'm an alcoholic. I'm not. I'm really not. I only drink, like, 4 or 5 times a day. No, I'm joking. Like, maybe, like, 2 or 3 times a month. That's it. And it's only for, like... going out for girls' night, or we're sitting at the house bullshitting, eating spray cheese and drinking wine.
I've only done that once, by the way, but it is amazing.
Spray cheese is fucking delicious. I don't know what is in that little can, but let me tell you, oh my gosh.
Heaven. It is a can of heaven.
Yes, yes, yes. If anybody wants to buy me spray cheese, go for it. I like sharp cheddar. So anyways, her daughter thinks I'm an alcoholic, which probably doesn't help any of that. Anytime I say something completely inappropriate, because if you guys have not learned by now, I do not have a filter and my mouth is horrible. And I know, like, I'll say something in front of little kids and I'm like, fuck, I should not have said that. But instead of, like, apologizing for saying that, it just comes out with more worse things. Like, if I'm talking to an adult about, let's say, I don't know, my sex life, I can be like, yeah, he fucked the shit out of me. Then I look next to me and there's a 6-year-old, and instead of me just shutting up or being like, oh, fuck, I literally just say, like, oh, fucking shit, that fucking kid just heard me. Like, and then in my head, I'm like, fuck, stop. But I just keep going. I can't stop.
It just gets worse.
I have Tourette's, probably. So, where the fuck was I going with this?
The previous one, we said our new thing was to tell everybody, anytime we do something, we're drunk.
So anytime I say something completely inappropriate, her youngest daughter will say something like, oh, Katie, you know you just said that? And I'm like, what? I'm drunk. Or she'll be like, Katie, remember when you told me that you were going to take me to the movies? Or whatever the fuck they come up with. And I'm like, was I drunk? And that's just my thing. Just always say you're drunk. And she's like, wow, you're always drunk. So that's probably why your kids think I'm an alcoholic. But if you just blame everything on being drunk...
Well, it softens the blow a little bit.
Yeah. And then if everybody thinks you're always drunk, they don't expect much from you. Like, nobody wants you to drive their car to give them rides anywhere.
You know, it's funny because that's truthful. I can remember my grandma. My dad was an alcoholic growing up. And I can remember my grandma, his mother, telling me that, you know, when we have family functions and stuff, we just tell your dad to bring the rolls. Like, and there was always still another kid in the family responsible for the rolls. But I guess it was just so, like, if he didn't show up, it was not a huge loss. Like, he was never going to be responsible for the turkey or the ham. So it's funny you mentioned that, because it just immediately stuck out that my grandma telling me, like, your dad was always responsible for the rolls. And I'm like, why? And she's like, in case he didn't show up.
Yeah. So we totally went off topic, way off topic. So if you want to do the questions real fast?
Well, we've kind of touched base on the questions. Before we forget, though, I do... Yesterday was Katie's birthday.
Woo-hoo.
I think we already established that. Now, the problem now when you've, you know, deleted a few of your podcasts or not recorded any of them, you start to forget, like, what you've said now versus what you said three podcasts ago.
Yeah.
But I did tell Katie that I would sing her happy birthday like Marilyn Monroe sang to the president.
Yes, let's hear it, girl.
The problem with that is I do not have the voice of Marilyn Monroe.
It's okay, girl. You sound like an angel to me.
I sound more like Johnny Cash trying to sound like Marilyn Monroe. And I'll spare you guys' ears because...
You sound
because...
like an angel sliding down from heaven on a stripper pole.
Oh, you are so good to me.
I is so good to her.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. President.
That's me.
Oh, see, I gotta stop. I already sing more than I... Every time I keep singing more and more. I said I wasn't gonna sing more than
you can't.
Thing, so
you can't fight
done.
The feeling. That's,
I can't.
You can't fight that.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me. I am officially 28. I have been an adult for 10 fucking years.
It's all downhill from here, really.
And I have yet to
I told
adult
you it goes downhill
correctly.
At 30, but it starts at 28.
I suck at adulting really bad. Like, really fucking bad.
So, tomorrow we're going out and having a party and drinking.
Woo-hoo,
we've already debated, like, there has
woo-hoo.
To be some time that we get shit-faced and do a podcast, because, yeah,
yes,
I think it would be
yes, that would be
awesome.
Incredible.
It will not be tomorrow.
No.
We do plan on really tying one on. It's been a good while since we went out in public and really tied one on. But responsibly, we're not going to be drinking and driving.
Nope.
We'll probably steal some things, like, we are notorious for, you know...
We're kleptos when we drink.
There always has to be a memento from the bar. Like, I don't care if it's a coaster.
Or someone's yard.
Yeah. Or construction cones going down the road.
Or y'all man. I'm just kidding.
That's Katie.
No, I do not steal people's men. Okay.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
So, before we end all this, we totally went off topic for our sex thing. How do you feel, let's say... If you were with a guy and he was completely straight and into you, however, he won't... Did we answer John's question?
Yeah, about
yeah,
the
okay,
hair pulling?
Sorry. Yeah. My bad, folks.
You mean Jean now?
Yeah, Jean. She has a vagina and it gets offended easily in its pink room. But anyways, so if you were with a guy and he was completely straight and he was totally into you and you really fucking loved him, however, he wanted to be a cross-dresser, but only for you in the bedroom, and I mean, like, the whole fucking nine, like... stilettos,
right,
corset, everything.
Well, if he was wanting to do it for me,
because it
I
turned
am...
him on, he wanted you to enjoy it too.
Well,
it was like something he really enjoyed.
The reality is like I'm not gonna get any pleasure out of it. If I kind of feel like, well, one, if I wanted somebody dressed like a girl, I would date a girl, and since I'm not into that, I'm definitely not gonna find a guy dressed like a girl
yeah
any more attractive. So definitely not for me. Like, I am torn because I am all about, like, the be your own person, like, and if I care about you, I'm gonna support you for whoever you are. And but
see,
like, that's, it's a little weird to me, I'm not gonna lie. And it does
weird.
Nothing for me.
Mm-mm.
So I guess I'm just probably gonna, nine out of ten, no, I mean, I'm gonna find a reason to get out of that relationship. Be like,
that will be my reason, right?
My aunt Fifi died. I have to, yeah, but I see, you know me. Like, I don't really like to hurt people's feelings, so I don't want to make him think it's him.
If my man ever came walking out of the bathroom dressed like Caitlyn Jenner, I would be like, first of all,
I'm gonna scream that somebody's been an intruder.
I'm gonna just ask him straight up, like, first of all, I don't want my boyfriend to ever tuck his dick, ever. Okay, ever. Secondly, I just would just tell him right then and there. I'd say, is this something you do often? Yes, no, depending on his answer. I'd be like, look, we can't be together because I'm not a lesbian. I'm not into that. This is not dress up. I don't want to date someone who is like that. Like, I know that's really shallow sounding to me, but I'm just not into that. And I couldn't date a man who's bisexual either. Because every time I would kiss him, I would think of him sucking dick. And I don't even like to suck dick. So why would I want to kiss leftover dick?
No?
No, what?
Never?
I don't kiss leftover dick.
No, you don't suck dick.
Oh, I have sucked dick, but I don't like to suck dick. I mean, it has to be a holiday. Shit.
Wow.
And by holiday, I mean, like, our 20th anniversary or
what?
Something.
She means, like, a leap year every 10 you leap year.
Because...
I'm shocked.
Why? Do I look like I suck a lot of dick?
Frankly, yes.
Oh, wow. That's a compliment, I think.
It's just meant you have a big mouth, I think. You just look like you could really fit one in there, so.
Oh, I have a huge fucking mouth. I can fit a Coke can in my mouth. And I can down almost a whole banana. I will brag about that.
See, I have no talents like that, but according to Ripley's Believe It or Not, I do have a one in a million tongue because I can take my tongue and flip it completely over upside down. Most people can only go halfway or a little past. So I do pride my tongue in that, but I'm actually, like, blown away by this.
I don't suck
You think you know somebody, and then you just don't.
I like sex really rough. I like to be slapped and choked and hair pulled and have sex out in random places and shit like that. However, I mean, I've had sex with my ex-boyfriend, Meffin, and a graveyard and a gazebo on a front porch. Like, all kinds of places. But you have to be into it, I guess. I don't know. But I just don't like sucking dick. It just gets on my nerves. Because, first of all, sometimes you get pube hairs in your teeth. That's fucking gross. Secondly, it hurts my jaw. I think I have
to. But do you expect him to go down on you? Fuck, like, yeah. Do you like that?
Yes.
Yeah, but
I don't care.
See, I think that's a little bit more double standard there.
That's why when I date guys, I say, do you like to have your dick sucked? And they say no. I'm like, you're going home with me.
And he's like, marry me.
Yes. Oh, my God. I would love to meet a guy who's like, ew, head, yuck, but likes to give it. I've met guys who hate getting it, who hate, like, receiving it, but will give it.
But why? Why
are they? I don't know, but they're fucking saints. They're God's gift.
I am perplexed by this.
There's not enough of them in the world. I would love for a guy to be like, babe, you don't ever have to suck my dick. Let me just go down on you all the time.
Wow. Now, like, the one thing I don't like, I'm okay with a little, like, guys do this thing where they put their hand on the back of your head to encourage you, I guess, to take more or whatever. Like, I'm okay with that. If you're lightly, like, pushing on my head, if you want to steer in a certain direction, because I'm not going to lie, I'll steer your head in a certain direction. But the minute you, like, try to slam it all in my mouth is the minute I am done with you. Like, I'm not about, like, that. Like, I'll move my head where I want it to go. I'm not an amateur. I know what I'm doing. So you don't really have to slam it into my mouth.
See, I should suck dick more often because I have no gag reflex and I can take a dick. Like, not, I don't know about a whole dick, but I can shower. I won a baby shower contest by fitting a whole banana down my throat. So.
See, were you there? Like, we did the whole contest with Mary Ellen and Barb with the cucumber thing.
Yeah, and I didn't do it because other people's mouth was on it and it freaked me out. And then Mary Ellen ate it. So anyways, so I probably, it's probably like some secret hidden talent that I have that I probably don't share enough with the world. But I just don't like it. And then sometimes, like, you get that pre-cum and it tastes gross. And then sometimes guys jizz in your mouth and it tastes like bleach. Have you ever tasted jizz that tastes like bleach?
I haven't, but I did taste Mountain Dew one time.
The fuck? Now, maybe if it was more appealing, like the penis didn't look like a big fucking ugly giant ogre toe. And there was no pube hairs there at all because hairs fucking freak me. That's like getting dog hair in the back of your throat. It's nasty. So maybe if it was more attractive, hairless, jizz tastes like a fucking Tootsie Roll, and there was no odor ever, I would probably go down on it like a buffet. But it's just too much nastiness going on down there.
Wow.
And I don't want my tongue near their pee hole. Come on. When guys go down on a girl, they don't have to go near the pee hole if they're just really precise and just focus on one area. The main area. I hate when guys' tongues. I hate when guys' tongues start wandering around. Like, whoa, that's an asshole. What are you doing? Like, no. What are you, a dog? Come on, get it together. Or I hate when guys lick down there and then they focus just on your vaginal opening. Like, there's a whole clitoris. There's a whole world above you right now. Like, follow the map. That's what I want to say.
Go north. Go north.
Yes, follow the North Star, stupid.
You moron.
Yeah, moron. So I feel like we should be sex coaches.
I think we should. Like, I mean, just ask, we'll tell you straight up.
Anal. Yes or no?
No, not really. Like, I tried it once and it was not, actually I should say I tried it twice. It was not the best experience ever.
Was it a big penis or a little penis?
I would say average.
Did you shit afterwards?
Well, not immediately, but
did
obviously
you shit the next
at
day?
One point, yeah.
Like, really bad?
No.
It's the best laxative ever, I heard.
I was going to say, it is a good laugh. Like, it was all smooth sailing. But I think, like, they didn't know what they were doing. So I think perhaps with somebody who knew what they were doing, I might be open to try it again. But overall, like, I don't think that's my thing. Unless I find somebody who knows what they're doing can prove me wrong, it's not really my thing.
Yeah, so,
aren't you supposed to answer your own question?
What was the question? I forgot.
Anal?
Oh, anal? it's okay. I wouldn't do it, like, on a regular basis. Like, I would never be like, hey, you, fuck me in the ass.
Yeah, it's definitely not something I'm going to request.
Like, if my vagina was broken and it wasn't working and I had to please my man, then sure, whatever. Fucking lube it up first and then don't come near me for the whole next 48 hours. It's going to be shooting my brains out. I feel like it's an enema.
Oh, yeah. See, like, maybe that's why I don't want to, like, I kind of like my butt being the size it is. Like, I don't want a big gaping hole.
I don't think you get a gaping hole unless you fuck like
if you poop
star.
Like you're talking about, somebody messed your butt up.
Oh, girl, I pooped like that before. Since I was a baby, I've been shitting my britches like that. I've been shitting muddy waters for years.
I think
years.
You have an enlarged asshole.
I have a prolapsed anus.
Yes. Something is seriously wrong with this.
Oh, my God. I really thought I was having a prolapsed vagina the other day because I was having the worst. I'm not even joking. I was having the worst pain in my cooch. And it felt like I was getting, like, a pap smear done by Freddy Krueger. Like, just something up there chopping away. Chop, 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 chop. So it hurt.
I can't even remember. I've had phantom gallbladder pains the other day.
I had phantom prolapsed vagina, so.
I
Google prolapsed vagina. Warning. Do not Google prolapsed
you
vagina.
You should never Google anything because it's the quickest way to convince yourself you're dying.
No. You don't even know what a prolapsed vagina is, do you?
I do know that I have not had an issue with a prolapsed
vagina. Well, I'm going to show you. I'm showing her a picture of a prolapsed vagina right
please
now.
Please don't. Please
on
don't.
Google Images. This is her real reaction. And she's speechless. Jaw drops. Speechless. That is like her fucking uterus and everything. That is like giving
have you
birth
ever Googled blue
intra.
Waffle?
Yes, that's fucking disgusting.
I was
going to
say, that's my payback for you is you should do that.
No, if I ever...
If you've never done it, put in blue waffle.
I think everybody's done it.
No, there was somebody, I thought it wasn't, I was thinking you, but there was somebody I talked to the other day that hadn't done it, so.
Hell yeah, I did it. Anything nasty that I hear about, I do it. I watched Two Girls, One Cup with you, didn't I?
I think we started to.
Yeah, that fucking video is gross.
See, this is probably, like, sometimes I think this is exactly why we're single. And other times I'm like, why hasn't anybody recognized us for the gems that we are?
We're fucking fantastic. Can I just be completely honest?
Charles Manson has somebody?
Yes.
Honey Boo Boo's mom has somebody.
Yes.
Everyone has somebody.
But us. We have each other.
Yeah, like, that's we're just going to Golden Girls it up.
Oh, excuse me. Pardon
as
me.
As Katie put in another podcast, we're just going to Golden Girls it up, and hopefully my AC works by then, because my slumlord hasn't fixed my AC.
Yeah, so she's been living without AC for, like, a month. And tit sweat is so fucking real. It is a struggle.
Yes. But before I totally knock my slumlord, and I did say something on the first podcast about him, as much shit as I give him, and everything I say is true about him, but we actually do, just for future reference, my ex and I actually do get along. I think we co-parent amazingly. As Katie said, he's my best relationship.
Yes.
Because we're not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it took a lot of, like, a painful, nasty divorce, and we still got on each other's nerves. He can piss me off quicker than anybody I know. Except for Ryan, and I'm sure I piss him off. I don't think he leads on too much, but I know we piss each other off. But we get along great.
Pissing the night away.
So, anyway, we had 45 minutes for both other podcasts. We've reached the 30-minute mark. We're just exhausted from trying over and over. And frankly, at this point, I'm kind of, like, nervous. Like, what if the third time didn't work either?
Oh, my God, I will fucking be done with podcasts. I want to do a podcast again.
Our podcast days are done.
We will
podcasting,
eventually.
We're not meant for us.
Yes, we will eventually have YouTube channels so you guys can see our lovely faces. We just want to get into this first, get to, like, know, get the feel
of
it.
I mean, I get
into
this routine because I know I at least make funny faces behind my wall over here at you.
Yes.
And I roll my eyes at myself when I'm doing stuff, so.
Yeah,
once we get it down to it, I mean, like, it's natural. I feel like we're just talking to each other, but once we...
But there's, like, probably once we, you know, post this, there'll be people out in the interwebs, like, listening to us.
Yes. So, anyway, send us any questions you have. Find us on Facebook's the easiest one because it's just rated F for fabulous, but we're also on Instagram. We're also on Twitter. I don't think we've put anything on Twitter yet, but... And by all means, like, subscribe to us on Podomatic. That way, then, you know, we don't have to beg you to come listen to us.
You can download the app.
You can come and get it. The app's easy. Put it on your phone or... Find us in iTunes because iTunes finally approved us last week.
Yes,
so.
We're legit. We're too legit to quit.
Yes, we are.
We're too
and
cool
unless,
for school.
Unless this third time didn't record, then we quit.
Yeah.
We are no longer legit and we quit.
We are illegitimate.
So, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks.